You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Got a case of the Mondays, folks. We have the cure. Here's the thing. I love Mondays. I'm back behind this microphone, getting to talk about the things I absolutely love to talk about with all of you and love it when you guys participate. So we'll have some fun here tonight on Monday with the weather absolutely stunning outside. Summer appears, anyway, to be here. I still have flannel sheets on my bed, and I'm not feeling that confident enough yet to pull them off, but I do sense it could happen. It was June last year before I pulled the flannel sheets off, and I want to say June the year before that, or maybe late May, but I still have them on. I don't know where you guys are at with this, but I'm going to hang in there a little longer, and hopefully we'll be off to the races here soon because the weather has been beautiful. It was a pretty good weekend. Conrad, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It was a great day. Got outside for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just soaked in the sun. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you never know what's going to happen the next week.
You never know. And it was just nice enough today where, or I should say this weekend, where I had to, one of my presents to my wife for Mother's Day is she wanted this like brush gone from the side of our house. And she just knows how to trap me and say, you know, and get it done. Because she knows I'm not going to say no, even though I hate doing yard work. I would rather have weeds and sort of trim them nicely and say, that's our weed collection, rather than go out there.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I had a friend come over, and we were kind of BSing as we did it, and I didn't quite finish it, but it was a beautiful day, and I actually didn't mind doing some yard work because it was so beautiful outside. It was just the reason to be outside, which was great. So hopefully you guys had a great weekend. Hope all the moms had a great weekend. It's also my mom's birthday today, Amy Schwabba. She always gets, I feel like people that have their birthdays close to a major holiday kind of get robbed a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
It's like being born on Christmas, you know? Well, here's your Christmas / birthday gift. It's kind of a raw deal.
Well, what about this, though? You got coal for Christmas, but it's still your birthday. So you're like, well, I get a gift at least.
Oh, that is serious glass half full thinking. I appreciate that. Your birthday's in June, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not by any major holidays.
No.
That's not
no.
too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I got to start gift shopping already for you. We'll see what we can do.
You can give me a... Here's an idea for you. I need a new 7-iron after this weekend.
How much is a 7-iron?
I'm
sure you could pay,
you know,
top dollar if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's hard to just get a club by itself, you know?
Really?
Because they just want to sell the full set, you know, and that's like... $1,200-something most of the times.
$1,200 for golf clubs? That's what golf clubs go for these days?
Around there.
What a racket.
I know. Well, I went to a golf lesson this past weekend on Saturday with my brother and sister-in-law, and when we were just warming up, my 7-iron snapped.
I thought you were going to say it went so horribly, you took your 7-iron to the golf teacher. What do you mean
no.
It just snapped? It just broke?
Just broke.
Oh, wow.
The craziest noise, just metal shattering.
Well, you must have some power behind those swings, dude.
Yeah, I've been working out. You know, that was my New Year's resolution. I stick to it, and I guess I didn't know my own strength.
Your golf clubs are paying the price. Okay. The bottom line is it was gorgeous. It's gorgeous now. And that, let's do this. Before we even get to our guests, before I introduce the guests, I want to talk about the question of the night because we got a great one. The weather's great, and we need some music to go along with it. So here is our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, ladies and gentlemen, is your favorite summer song? This is a good one. There are some songs that make you think of summer. I have a ton of them. In fact, I started to make a list and then my list got totally out of control because there are so many great songs that make you think of summer. Lots of obvious ones, but share with us what your songs are. What, when you hear it, what do you just go, oh yeah, that's summer. And you got to hear the song and it just takes you. And there are obvious ones. Don Henley's The Boys of Summer, which really isn't about summer, always makes me think of summer for some reason. Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. Love Good Vibrations. Do we have some Good Vibrations? Yeah.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
I mean, the Beach Boys are just, you hear the Beach Boys. Even if they're not singing about summer, it makes you think of summer. I love the song I Get Around, In My Room, When I Grow Up to Be a Man, all these phenomenal, Sloop John B. The Beach Boys are just the summer band. So that's kind of an obvious one. You got a favorite summer song, Conrad?
Yeah, and you know, I just found this about 2 years ago, and I every time I have it in my playlist. That's, I don't even want to know how many songs are in it now. Probably 1,000 plus.
In one playlist?
Yeah.
You just keep adding songs?
Every time I hear a song, I'm just like, oh, add it to it. Every time this one comes on, I think of summer. I think of me having the windows down and having this song just blaring. And it's by this artist, Quinn92, who actually saw a concert in Milwaukee. He came and did our Panther Fest.
Oh, and you're in college?
Yeah.
Is he a rapper?
No. He's like mix. He's more pop, I'd say.
Okay.
And the song's called Georgia Peach.
Oh, nice.
I can play a little bit if you want to hear.
Let's hear it, man. Yeah.
She's my sweet Georgia peach, sort of feisty, kind of shy.
It's summer tune.
Yeah, every time I hear it, I just roll the windows down.
How do you access a song though in a playlist when you have 1,000 songs?
Well, I go to the song, but
okay.
Yeah, other than that,
that's a great summer song. There's a lot of, I don't know what it is about hip hop that like kind of lends itself to summer too.
I was thinking about another song too that I have in my playlist that I think of summer is Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So that's our question of the night, folks. Be part of the show. Text us. What do you think? What is your favorite summer song? You can stream us if you're watching on X, Twix, Twitter, whatever they call it now, Facebook, YouTube. If you're watching on the WGBW website or the WISS website, let us know. What is your song of summer? There's another one I love that by Daft Punk. The one they with, we have that, right? Let's play that on one of these breaks.
Sure.
It's called Get Lucky. And
yeah.
It was Stephen Colbert's song of the summer. And he had legal issues because they were supposed to perform it. But CBS had a legal issue and they said no. So he did his own version of it. It was brilliant TV. And he danced to the whole song and brought in all these celebrities who were filming stuff at CBS. It was phenomenal. It was dynamite. But we'll play that tonight, too. That's a good one. But let us know what your favorite summer song is, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can let us know over the stream. I just mentioned all the websites or the Civic Media app. Whatever is easiest for you. It's just great when you guys participate. Lots of texts. We got a couple texts we got to get to from over the weekend. Did you notice that?
I think
Bud texted us, right? Let me see if I can find Bud's text. We need to print these up because they go so far back. It's like 3 days back now. There's Bud. So he's delivering papers on a Saturday at 4 a.m.
Papers got to get delivered.
Guy's a workhorse, man. And our question, what was our question that night? I'm trying to remember. LFG. Oh,
It was actually,
Is he not referencing the...
I don't think he is referencing the question.
He says, oh my gosh, Pete, you made me chuckle with the comment that you were going to go home and try to get your wife pregnant. that would make my wife laugh too, Bud. He says, I am definitely going to drop that line in the most awkward moments possible. Oh, you're welcome, Bud. By the way, my wife and I are both 61, which makes it even funnier. Love your show, but you are much older than me. No, my wife, I think we're done having kids. But did I say that or did I just say that because of the Bluey song?
Yeah, it was the you liked Bluey so much.
Yeah. I was going to leave my wife, marry another woman who still wanted to have kids just so we could watch Bluey with our kids.
Yep.
That's what a great show that
is. The question of the night was, who do you want to have a sleepover with?
Yeah, okay. I think Bud wants to have a sleepover with me, but that's fine. I'm good at a sleepover, Bud. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, if I have to listen to one more LFG commercial, you'll see a story about a paper boy running through the neighborhoods of Madison yelling, SFU. I know what that means. Ha! Love the show, Bud, from Janesville. Thank you, Bud, and thanks for listening on a Saturday morning. It's nice to know people are out there listening to the show on a Saturday while they're delivering papers. That's fantastic. So lots of stuff. I saw a lot of stuff this weekend. I finally got around to seeing Black Bag. Loved it. I'm deep in the throes of Mobland with Tom Hardy. I think I have one episode of that left to go. But they drop. It's one of those shows where they drop an episode a week, and it kind of sucks. So I got to wait every Sunday night. I have to wait for that. But it's good. It's a good mob movie. It's not like it hasn't been done before, but it's just done well. Guy Ritchie is one of the executive producers. He's a great director. And it's definitely got his kind of fingerprints all over it from the executive producer's chair as well. It's a really, it's a good mob show if you're looking for a mob show. Black Bag was a great spy thriller if you're looking for something like that. Good stuff. And what else did I watch? Oh, Speed Racer, Conrad.
Yes.
Taking you to trip down. That's a trip down memory lane for you.
I've probably seen that movie probably 20 times or
so. Is that right?
I loved that movie when I was younger. And, you know, I had like Lego sets of Speed Racer and stuff like that. I absolutely loved it. And as a kid, I think it was just the colors in it, you know?
It's very busy.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there. My son really identified with it too. And he identifies with the character and the struggles of the character. Like, I didn't like all the visual. It was a little too much for me. But I love the acting. And there's some really solid moments in it. Like, just kind of kick-ass moments, you know? We're not going to let it go. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Oh, what a great night. Now it's starting to pour outside. Folks, the safest place to be is inside listening to the radio, old school. Dad, light up the pipe. Kids, make some popcorn, and let's listen to the radio and stay dry and warm inside. I am Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay, even though it is pouring rain. And this is exciting. We have, it's always fun, Conrad, when we have live entertainment in the studio.
Always.
Yeah. These guys have been here before. Comedy City. We got Nick, Scott, and Nico here. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great. Well.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
All right. Bye.
You guys were here before, and it was so much fun having you. We had to do this again. I know you got some stuff up. We'll talk coming out. We'll talk about everything, but how are things at Comedy City these days?
It has been a blast the last few months. We are having pretty good crowds every weekend, getting some laughter in.
Yeah.
You know, with the world being as dire as it is sometimes.
Generally on fire.
Yeah. What do you mean? That's great. Where is Comedy City? Tell us.
Yes. That's downtown De Pere on the west side.
Okay.
So on Main Avenue in De Pere, just a block away from the bridge, basically. You'll find us amongst a bunch of other businesses like I think Luna Coffee's nearby. There are a couple other things over there.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about, have you been there long? What, you know, how did this start? Is because Comedy City, is it a chain or are you guys, is this the only one?
That's a very good question. We started out as part of a chain. Our history goes all the way back to 1987. Huh. We started out as a franchise of Comedy Sports, which is located all over the country still to this day, including Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So it was about, I think, 10 years later that they split off into their own company.
It was about like 2000, 2001, somewhere yeah. around there.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. About almost 15 years into it all, they split off into their own standalone franchise. We've had a few locations over the course of that almost 40 years. We've been downtown here in Green Bay, but for the last almost 20, it has to be at this point in time, we've been in De Pere. We've been to a few locations there, but all on Main Avenue, all within like walking distance of each other. So we have proven that we don't need any particular location. We can do improv right. anywhere.
Well, I would think by this time, you guys have been around long enough where if you switch locations, you'll be fine. But how long have you guys all been involved in just in Comedy City?
I'm the baby of the group here. I've only been 3 years, 4 years now.
Didn't you guys bring a baby last time? Wasn't there a guy who was like 14 or something?
The other Nick.
The other Nick. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I joined, it was shortly after kind of like lockdowns and stuff. And everything kind of slowed up. And I've been going to it, seeing shows for years at that point. Like I've been to a couple of the other locations, but I've only been a part of the troupe since our current location.
All right. So what, you were going as a fan.
Yeah.
And you finally got the guts to get up there. Talk about that. That's kind of cool.
I've got a theater background. So like being up on stage was never like something that was like super scary to me. I was like, this is fun.
Yeah.
This is better than selling insurance.
Yeah.
Which is what I would like, imagine. My day job. So it's like, I need something that's actually like, will scratch that creative itch. And I had a friend who's already been part of it for a little bit longer than me. And she's like, you should try out. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a go. And I've been going pretty strong ever since and fantastic. Got to do some of the remote shows, get to do stuff like this. It's been great.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right. What about you, Scott?
I had to do math. I think I've been doing it for about 18 years.
Oh, wow.
So 2007, I think I started. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. Yeah. That works.
18 years. So let me ask you this before a show now. And I'm coming from I did stand up years ago and, you know, you get nervous, but after 18 years, how do you, as an improver, do you still get nervous before shows?
Not anymore. I used to get the whole like weak knees and just like, oh gosh, people are going to see me and laugh at me. I'm like, that's the point now. I have to go up there, make everybody laugh. And then plus I trust all my other players that are with me. So I feel like I have a good support system.
Okay. That makes sense. What about you, Nick?
Oh, I've got, 14 years in now?
Okay.
So, yeah, just a little shorter than Scott. Same situation as Nico, though. Came to a few shows. Was like, I think I could do this. And eventually auditions came up and gave it a couple tries, and eventually they let me in.
That's excellent. What? How do people typically get tickets for your shows, and when are the shows?
Yeah, every weekend we have shows, Friday night, 7:30. Saturday at 6:30 and 8:30, and they can get the tickets right at our website, comedycity.fun.
Oh, that's outstanding. You guys are going to perform something. We'll do the news and we'll come back and you guys can perform something. Who are your who's a guy that you watched either do improv or thought quickly on their feet that influenced you?
Oh, yeah, improv. Whose line is it anyway? It was like on every single night at my house growing up, and then like got into college and started watching a lot of stand-up and stuff like that. And still, one of my biggest regrets is not getting to see George Carlin before he passed away. And it's like, I was close and I didn't do it.
Listen, I have no excuse. I was a comedian for 7 years. I traveled around, and he was at a theater like two blocks away from a city I worked in. I didn't go. Like, what was I thinking? I thought, oh, I'll have another opportunity, but you got to pounce on that stuff. Right?
I thought the same thing, and he died 2 months later.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
What about you, Scott?
Actually, I just finished reading Elvira's book, and she was talking about Phil Hartman. I forgot that he was such
he's great.
He was such a good influence for me, and I loved watching him growing up. And he was great.
You got about 20 seconds. Nick, what about you? Influence?
I would have to say it's all the folks here locally that I saw, the Comedy City people, because I've seen it live up front in person, and that everyday people can do it was amazing.
The admiration for his mates. I love it. All right, we're going to do a quick news break here, and we'll come back. Comedy City is going to perform live in the studio. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Tomorrow night on the show, we've got artist Nate Vomhoff. Am I saying that right, Conrad?
You are.
Nate Vomhoff. And it is a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr will be here with Most Excellent Tunes. She is one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media every Saturday night. So we'll do all of that tomorrow night. And right now, this is exciting. I've got the guys from Comedy City here. Nick, Nico, and Scott are in the studio. We've gotten to know them a little bit last segment, and now they're gonna perform. All right, so let's put it out to texters, you guys. Do you have a specific something they can send in that can help you in a scene?
Yeah, we're looking for at least three suggestions here: an emotion,
okay,
an occupation, or a hobby. So those are gonna help us set up some characters that will be giving out some advice here as well.
Emotion, occupation,
and a hobby.
Okay.
So, in addition to these suggestions, eventually we'll be asking if anyone has any questions out there. Maybe they need some advice on finances, love, auto repair. I don't know. We'll find out what that might be.
So, Brian from Green Bay says newspaper carrier. Mm-hmm. All right. That's an occupation. Well, it could be an occupation or a hobby. Mm-hmm. Or an emotion, if you really throw yourself into your work,
right? Very newsies.
right. It's very newsies, exactly. What do you think, Con? What should we? Let's get these guys started, and then if we get more texts, we can share those. So we got newspaper carrier,
terrified.
Okay. And then should we say that was an occupation? So we'll do hobby. How about stamp collecting?
Gotcha.
One of those dull. No, it's probably fun for some people.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Comedy City Advice Time. I'm your host, Albert Watershed, and I've got three panelists here ready to dole out all of life's greatest advice. So let's meet them first. Panelist number one.
My name's Trevor Jones. My job primarily is just to make sure people know things. And I'm looking forward to make sure people know everything, and it's extra great.
Thank you, Trevor. Panelist number two, please introduce yourself.
My name is Tyler, and I've never actually been on the radio before. I'm just here. I'm my doctor told me to get out more, and I should not be as afraid of things. But is that good?
Yes, thank you, Tyler. Okay. And panelist number three.
Hi, my name is Roberta, and I am a professional stamp collector.
All right. Well, thank you, panelists. Do we have a question from our audience?
How do I get socks out of the dryer and not lose one?
My first thought when I find something that's stuck and it's somewhere it's not supposed to be is you just gotta get your hand right deep, right in the bag. And you just give it a good tug, and you really gotta work it and throw it across the fence line, because it helps if you've got some motivation. My motivation is being chased by street dogs, and that really gets you going. Once you've done that, I think you'll find you have it in yourself to pull that sock right out of the dryer.
Thank you. Tyler.
Okay. So if you're going to use the dryer, make sure you have a buddy, because if you fall in, that people might not ever see you again. Also, bring a flashlight so you can shine, because the dryers are very dark. They're known for hiding critters and other creatures of the night. So who knows? Make sure you have a buddy and flashlights.
Thank you, Tyler. And Roberta.
Yeah, I'm gonna suggest you find yourself the world's strongest adhesive and just kind of slap some on the door and throw the socks on there before you close it.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you, Roberta. Do we have any other bits of advice we can dole out?
Conrad, you got a question?
Yeah, I broke my couch, and I was wondering if anyone knows how to fix a couch.
Fix a couch.
Oh, okay. Well, what you should do is find out where your parents hide your tools so that you can put together, because screwdrivers and hammers and saws are all very dangerous, and they could hurt you and make you wear more Band-Aids. But if you need some help, you call, ask a neighbor or an adult. Sometimes I know the police won't help you, because I tried calling them once to help fix my couch, and they yelled at me for quite a while. So don't do that.
Thank you, Tyler. Roberta, do you have any advice on this particular question?
Yes. I'm going to suggest that you wave your hand out your front door and say, "Hi, neighbor. You want to come over and help me out with my couch? I'm not certain it's working correctly."
Oh, thank you, Roberta. Your neighbor might get the wrong idea, but okay. And finally, Trevor.
Well, whenever I find that I've got something that's broken and needs fixing, what I do is I just go to the classified section and I find someone capable to do it. And if that don't work, what I'll do is I'll just put some paste on the paper and paper mache that back. That holds real nicely until I don't know more. But that's tomorrow's edition that you have to worry about there.
Thank you. Those were all really great bits of advice there. Hopefully it helps.
I have one more. Someone just texted, how do I get my girlfriend there? I won't use the actual word. They said.
Okay. Well, Roberta, I think you might be the best suited to help us on this one. What do you say?
That makes me uncomfortable to talk about it. I would just make sure that you make sure you give him the correct postage, if you know what I mean.
Oh, thank you. Trevor.
What I would do is I just aim, you know, work it. Just aim right there and aim just a little bit higher than you think you need to aim. And you just whip right in. If that don't work, that's what the personals are for. And you just go there, find a new girlfriend. Yeah, one who's easier to please.
All right. And then Tyler.
I have to talk to a girl. Oh.
Thank you, Tyler. All right. I believe that covers everything some of you might need to know about the subject. Well, maybe it'll help you. That's up for you to decide.
That was great. Comedy City, they are here in the studio tonight, and that was just what is that? Have a title, that game or that bit or something?
Yeah, we just call it Advice Column.
Advice Column.
Yeah, there's plenty of variations on the game. Sometimes we work it like a dating game, so all three people are contestants trying to win someone's love. It's really great when bachelorette parties come into the club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you put the bachelorette up there, we have her leave the room, and then we get all the dirt on their fiancé. And then someone just takes on their characteristics to see if they notice. It is an absolute blast.
That brings me, I wanted to ask you, do you guys, you mentioned comedy sports before. I was at a comedy sports show about 3 weeks ago, and they work clean. Do you guys have those kind of stipulations or rules? Do you work clean exclusively? Or
I'd say our default is clean. Okay. Our Saturday early show is always going to be clean. It's our all-ages show.
Oh, nice.
Meant to be family-friendly. But we generally kind of feel out the audience and, you know, get to their level. And we usually know pretty quick what their level is. Their suggestions will usually tell us.
Yeah, the late show, you could have actually said it.
Oh, really? Okay, oh, yeah, that's good.
You could have asked the question.
Well, we were at comedy sports for so long that we actually kept some of the rules for a long time. So when I first started years ago, we were clean shows for the longest time until like in the last couple of years we started doing like the more grown-up shows. So I'm still set in that default of going, don't say anything bad. Don't say anything bad.
Right.
I did not grow up with those rules.
There was, when I was did stand-up, I was based out of Chicago, and there was a comedy club called The Funny Firm, and they did a blue show like on Friday nights, the late show. And I don't embarrass easily, but some of the stuff in that show made me blush. I was like, I cannot believe they're doing this. And people loved it. You know, if you got the right crowd, mm-hmm. you can go dirty and it's just fine. You guys offer classes, Nick, right?
At the Comedy City? We're just actually, as of this week, we finished up our intro class. One of those will start up again in the fall. But yeah, that is something that we've been getting back to in the past couple years. So we usually run a couple classes in the fall and a couple classes in the spring as intro classes. And then we also have a level two class for people to take after that. In addition to those, we started offering something we call a weekly drop-in class. Those are on Monday nights at 7 o'clock at Comedy City Theater. It's where you just come on by, bring $10 or throw into a bucket, and you get to practice some improv, learn some improv games from our improvisers. It doesn't matter how much experience you have. We'll gear it towards the crowd and play some improv games, have some fun.
That's fantastic. We have about, I would say, 3 minutes before a break. Do you guys have something you could do for a few minutes just to carry us through the rest of the
segment? Yeah, let's do some bar jokes.
Okay. Bar jokes. Oh, yeah, I love it. All right. Yeah. Comedy City in the studio. This is bar jokes.
All right. We will need another occupation from one of you two.
Doctor.
Okay. Doctor. A doctor walks into a bar.
Doctor walks into a bar and bartender says, "Hey, what do you have?" And doctor says, "I'll take a shot." They're not all great.
Yeah. I didn't think about that for so simple. Yeah. I'm ashamed of myself.
We're buying time for everyone else.
Doctor walks into a bar and he goes, "Hey, bartender, give me a drink." And he bumps into someone next to me. He goes, "Whoa, whoa, hey, stop being so physical."
A doctor walks into a bar, sits down, orders a fancy martini. Bartender is taking his sweet time, and the doctor is getting really frustrated, and he goes, "Come on, buddy. What is it? Brain surgery back there?"
Doctor's working behind the bar, and a guy comes up, and he's got a cold, and he starts coughing. And the doctor goes, "Hey, turn your head and cough."
Doctor walks into a bar. He goes, "Hey, bartender, I was wondering, can I get a beer?" And he goes, "Sure." He gives him a beer, and then like 3 hours later, he realizes, "Wow, you're still really nursing that, aren't you?"
Let's change up. We'll do another joke style here real quick. Pickup lines, but we'll keep them appropriate. So can we got 2 minutes? All right.
You can stretch it a little.
All right. Can we get a, let's get an animal.
Ooh. Sloth.
Oh, nice.
Hey, baby, are you a sloth? Because I'd like to take my time.
All right.
That's the only sloth
joke. Oh, I got one. Hey, you guys. That was a Goonies reference. Okay.
Sloth.
Hey, you guys. Yeah. See, I was doing my sloth joke. It just
took a while.
He had to get to the bar to do the pickup lines first, and he was trying to cross the road.
Let's get a popular board game.
Life.
Game of Life. All right.
The pickup lines.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, if you spin the wheel right, I just might give you 3 kids.
Just do sloth again.
Hey, do you want to go to the retirement home?
I don't have any.
Save it. We'll do this. We're going to do a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have a few more minutes with Comedy City, and we'll tell you where you can get tickets and what they have coming up. This is Nightlight with Peach Baba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Peach Wabba at Nightlight. We had some great texts tonight. Our question was, name a professional athlete you truly despise.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had that one
ever since the Fail Mary game. Yeah, it was so smug when they won that night.
When he was with the Badgers?
No, when he was with the Seahawks, when they won interception that they called a touchdown and the Packers.
Oh, yeah, because he caught the guy who caught the ball.
Yeah.
That's the first Russell Wilson we've heard. We've had a lot of Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. And Scott says, as annoying as Aaron Rodgers might be, at least he's not stealing welfare from poor people like Brett Favre. Tom from New Berlin says, George Carlin, the wordsmith. Yes, Tom. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, that mean biatch. Can I say that? Bleep?
I just say bleep.
Bleep. That sucker punched the $1 million baby. I heard she married Michael Vick and they have a rabies. Oh my good God. Tyler, going there. Bridget from the 818 says, Lance Armstrong, not okay to fare all those to something. I think there's a typo in there. Play by the rules, spent a lifetime preparing. And then we've got Brian from Green Bay who said newspaper carrier. And Steady Eddie says, Pete, another idea for the rise and grind. Your next door coffee and gelato shop. A gelato called Peach Guava, named for Nightlight. Peach Guava, a.k.a. Peach Guava. Yeah, I got that, Eddie. Thank you. He says, I think it might mean free peach guava. Gelato gazpacho. God, it's like a tongue twister, Eddie. All summer long for Pete and Conrad or anyone who can pronounce peach guava or gelato gazpacho correctly on the first try. That's what he was going for.
Gelato gazpacho.
Yeah. How did
free.
She didn't freak out when she was here. She actually thought that sounded interesting. All right. So, and then we've got another suggestion. Well, Brian says alleviate an itch. Maybe that was the problem. Or Brian also says, is that a station wagon or are you happy to see me?
Yep.
Station wagon just makes me laugh. I don't even understand what he was going for there, but the words station and wagon together make me laugh. You guys want to do one more of those bar jokes?
Yeah, but do a few more pickup lines. Your favorite fast food restaurant?
Go ahead, Con. I know where you like to eat. I don't know if it's a restaurant. It's more of a gas station, but
you going to say Quick Trip?
Yeah, Quick Trip.
All right.
Yeah, do that.
All right, let's do Quick Trip.
Pickup lines.
To bar jokes with Comedy City.
Hey, see you next time.
I got a six pack for you.
Dunkers. I'm looking for the hot spot.
Hey, are those cookies 2 for 1?
Hey, are you an ATM? Because you don't look like you have any fees related to you. Okay, that was bad.
Is there something with the rewards program we could go,
We gotta just dig in.
Yeah. Hey, you look familiar. Do you have a rewards card with me?
with you personally?
3 more trips and you get a free coffee.
All right, Comedy City is here. They're based in De Pere. They got a great space. Is there a website people can check out?
Yeah. www.comedycity.fun.
Oh, I like it. Okay, and then talk about, you guys have a summer camp for kids, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah. We started it 2 years ago. We're on our third year. We have sessions in June, July, and August. You can find those all on our website. Kids come for a 2-hour session every morning for 5 days. Same thing with for teenagers as well. So kids and teenagers, 2 separate camps. And in both, they get to do a mini show at the end of the week. The kids do one during the day for their family, and we invite the teenagers to come perform with us on Saturday night on stage with a live audience. It's been a really...
Do they just love that?
Yeah. And the kids, in a lot of cases, are better than some grown-ups at improv. Yeah. They show up at shows a few months later, and they volunteer for games that we need to volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
And they get on the stage, and they show us up like nobody's business.
We had that one girl. She was a summer camp. She comes up, just grabs the mic for sound effects, and... I've never seen anyone better. She's 8.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, should be ashamed.
They have no fear. Absolutely. And at some point, as we grow up, we, lose that little bit of no fear that we have going
on.
We
learn all the things to fear.
Anxiety emerges.
Can people have a cocktail when they come to comedy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was
makes us funnier.
Yeah. Nice. Tell us also about Rogue. Actually, let me finish. I got a couple texts here, then we'll close with you guys. I want to ask you about your Rogue Comedy Month. That sounds like fun. But right now, just closing out our text here for the night, Steve from Florida says, I believe the football player that Conrad is talking about is Ben Davidson, defensive end that was known for his dirty hits after the play, who played in Super Bowl II. He was 6 feet eight, had clotheslined a couple players. Wow. Steve continues, played for the majority of his career with the Oakland Raiders. I think your dad went to the Google here, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Super Bowl II, but also later played with the Washington Redskins and Green Bay Packers. And then Brian wanted to, thank you, Steve. Awesome as usual. But Brian wanted to clarify the, is that a station wagon? Or are you happy to see me? Was from the Life game.
Because yeah.
Thank you, Brian. All right, tell us about Rogue Comedy Nation. We've got about a minute left, and we'll let you guys get on with it.
Rogue Comedy Month, month of August. This is going to be like the sixth year we've done it. It's a month of shows that we generally don't do. We'll create shows 2 months prior to by coming up with a concept or idea and doing improv within different rules. So we did a mock trial last year. We took someone's dispute in the audience and turned it into a trial. what else have we done?
I did the reenacting Am I the A-Hole stories from Reddit.
That is awesome. You guys, this is so much fun. We got to do this more often. Also, I know Tuesday, June 10th in Shawano, 6 p.m., a free show at Neighborhood Park?
Yep, in downtown Shawano, yeah.
Check it all out on the Comedy City website. And go see Comedy City. These guys are fantastic. Hopefully we can do this again. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you also to Jocelyn Flores for giving the popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, all your suggestions?
Yeah.
Love it.
Thank you.
And thank you for all your texts, as always. It's always more fun when you guys participate. We'll be back tomorrow night. It's a Bar Band Friday night. You got to be here, folks. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad and the guys from Comedy City, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
I'll take it to your best friend's house. Marmalade, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take it to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.